All right, as you may have noticed, this is probably one of the more complicated sugyas we've done. I mean, we've only done one previous. Yeah, so this is more complicated than the previous sugya. I just want to try to, again, like, I don't have to say it every shir. I never say any chidushim. We're not going to say any chidushim today. I just want to try to clarify things, to try to figure out exactly what's going on. There are a lot of factors, a lot of gemaras that are being quoted right and left. And I just want to try to put some seder into all of it. So that's the whole goal today, is just to try to be mesader, try to organize everything. So I think before we start, it's important to know what the Rishonim were looking at, before we see what the Rishonim said. The Rishonim essentially were looking at six different Gemaras, and they were trying to figure out, how do we make sense of these six Gemaras? So before we look at Tosfos, before we do anything else, let's just take a look at the evidence that they were looking at when they were trying to figure out whether there's a violation of Baal Tosif by adding extra strings in your tzitzis. I mean, they all wanted to know, if I put 16 strings instead of 4, or 8 instead of 4 in my tzitzis, or 5 or 7 or 9 or whatever, any number instead of 4 in my tzitzis, is it a violation of Baal Tosif? So they had 6 different gemaras that they were looking at that might educate them as to whether it's Baal Tosif or not. And obviously, when we go through the different shitos, we're going to have to figure out if you seem to side with a gemara that indicates that there's no such thing as Baal Tosif by tzitzis, what are you going to do with those gemaras that indicate that there is such a thing as Baal Tosif by tzitzis? And if you're going to side with a gemara that says that there is such a thing as Baal Tosif, what are you going to do with all the gemaras that seem to indicate that there's no such thing as Baal Tosif? Good. So let's just look at the gemaras for a second. First, the first drushas Chazal, we'll call it. It's all over Chazal, and Tosfos quotes it, is the idea of gedil gedilim. That gedil means shnayim, gedil means two strings, gedilim means 4. And from there we derive that you're supposed to put 4 strings in the tzitzis. Beis Yosef quotes this as a gemara in Daf Lamed Tesam at Beis. I couldn't find it. Is it actually gemara? I think they quote it from Midrashim. The Baal Yatosis quote it from Midrashim. Maybe I missed it. Maybe it is a gemara lam tesam, but whatever. There is that. That's one source to look at, and that source would indicate that if we have a pasuk that tells us gedil is 2, gedili equals 4, that means that tzitzis is supposed to have 4 strings. Now, if you were just looking at that pashtos without ever seeing Tosos, what would you say? Would you say there is Baal Tosif to add, or would you say it's fine, you could add in as many as you want? It's Baal Tosif. It says 4, so 4 is 4, and not 8, not 6, not 5, it's 4. Anything else would be Baal Tosif. So number one, Gemara, and number them, because we're going to refer back to the numbers. So if you're taking notes, then number this. If you're not taking notes, take note, just put it down. I just wrote it on the back of my Mar Makomos, just numbering the Gemaras. So number one, is you have the Phantom Gemara Lam Tesam and Beis, or the Medrash, that it's that Gedil Gedilim equals 4, and that would indicate only 4, and it's Baal Tosif to add more than 4. Second Gemara is a Gemara in Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and this Gemara is not difficult to find, where the Gemara discussed if you have a beged shekula tcheles, and Tosfos ready, we already saw this in Tosfos, if you have a beged that's entirely tcheles, and you have 4 strings of we said, well, let's put it this way, the Gemara said kol amatil tcheles b'Yerushalayim eino ela min hamatmiyin. That if someone puts tcheles in their tzitzis in Yerushalayim, they're doing a very strange thing. So the Gemara said, Amar Rebbe im kein, lama asruha, lefi she'ein bekiin. Amar le Rav Barav Chano, le Rav of Lidmu be'asai, let me get to the point here. So the Gemara says, what's the issue? Gzera mishum kla ilan. That the concern is, if you're going to put tcheles in, you might be putting the wrong thing in. You might be putting in, not real tcheles, but what? The kol ilan, which is the indigo dye, the plant indigo, which is pasul for tcheles. So what if it's pasul for tcheles? What's going to be the problem if you put pasul of tcheles into your tzitzis? What's going to be the problem? It's going to be shatness. So the Gemara says, yeah, but why would it be a problem with shatness? V'lo yehei elolavan. Even if it's just white, you know, it would be no problem. So kol ilan should be no different than white strings. And if it were extra white strings, that would be okay. If it were extra white strings, that would be okay. So what's the big deal if it's a couple of blue strings that aren't real tcheles? If it were extra white, it would be okay. What does that imply? That there's no Baal Tosif. You could add extra white strings, and that's fine. So there's no Baal Tosif. So again, second Gemara, Mem Amud Aleph, about adding the possible color Ilan into your tzitzis implies that there's no problem about Tosif. You can add whatever you want, that you're allowed to add to your tzitzis. That's Gemara number two that Rishonim were looking at.
That it's not about Tosif until you have four, but over four.
So we'll get to that. Third Gemara that Rishonim were looking at, if you're keeping track inside, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara on Mem Aleph Amud Beis says as follows. Tanu Rabbanan, second line from the top. Talis Shekula Tchelis. This is where it's Shekula Tchelis. I misspoke before. The previous Gemara, Mem Amud Aleph, was not about Kula Tchelis. It was just about in Yerushalayim adding the Kla Ilan. Talis Shekula Tchelis. Two lines on top, Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Talis Shekula Tchelis. You have a talis that's entirely Tchelis. Kol Minei Tzivonin Potrin Ba Chutz Mikala Ilan. You can put whatever you want in, whatever color you want in the strings, fine, except for color Ilan. Meisvei, asked the Gemara, Talis ein poter ba elamina, Talis shekula tcheles, mevi tcheles, v'davar acher, v'tola ba, ukla Ilan lo yavi, v'im hevi kosher. That a talis that's entirely tcheles, the Brisa says, you could bring tcheles, but not color Ilan, but if you did color Ilan, it's kosher. So the Gemara says, isn't this a stira? Is it a stira whether Kali Ilan is okay or not okay in a talis shekula tcheles? So one brisa says yes, the other brisa says no. Answers the Gemara, here's the key, Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak lo kasha, kan betalis bas arba achutin, kan betalis bas shmona chutin. It depends how many strings you put in. If you put in four strings in the talis, so some of them could be kala ilan, it's fine. I mean, if you put in four strings in the talis shekula tcheles, two of them are tcheles and two of them are kala ilan, it's fine. Why is that fine if two of them are tcheles, two of them are kala ilan? The mitzvah of tcheles is to have two strings, and the other two are kala ilan. Let them be like lavan or anything else. They don't need to be white because the begad itself isn't even white, so it's fine. That would be great. But if you happen to be a guy who put eight strings into your tzitzis, then you cannot have kala ilan, because we're worried that someone's going to see blue strings in the tzitzis, and he's going to say, well, these are extra, you don't really need these, and I have another beged that could use some strings, so let me take these blue ones, and I'll use it for the tcheles requirement in my other beged. But what is he really going to be taking? Kala ilan. So therefore, don't put Kla Ilan when you're putting eight strings in your tzitzis. But the clear implication is that you're allowed to do what? Put eight strings in your tzitzis. You're allowed to put more than four. So Gemara number three very clearly indicates you're allowed to add. You're allowed to do more than four. So this is the evidence, you know, third piece of evidence the Rishonim we're looking at. You can only do more than four white, meaning because if it's tcheles, well, no, the Gemara is saying you can't put clay ilan. You can't put, you know, forged tcheles in there. Maybe even more tcheles you can, maybe. Fourth Gemara that they're looking at, you don't have to turn any pages even, on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph at the top, at the very top. The Gemara says that when it comes to or really it starts on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis is where it really starts, but it says two lines from the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Tzitzis ein lo shir, kayotze bo lulav ein bo shir. There is no shir to tzitzis, and there is no shir to lulav. So my love ein lo shir klal, doesn't that imply that there's no shir whatsoever for tzitzis? Says Gemara lo. Ein lashir lamala, aval yesh lashir lamata. There's no upper limit to tzitzis. There's only a lower limit to tzitzis. What does this indicate?
You need four and up.
Four and up. You could add as many as you want, right? That there's no baltosa. There's no violation of baltosa. Ein lashir lamala. There's no. What?
Why would shir mean amount?
As opposed to.
Length.
Length, right, exactly. So that's the that's what the Rov Rishonim say this Gemara is not at all evidence for exactly that reason. Shear doesn't mean number of strings, Shir means how long it is. And it's so clear that that's what the Gemara means, because what's it comparing it to?
Lulav.
Are you allowed to take two lulavim?
No.
But you can take a lulav that's longer than three tefachim. And look what the Gemara says. One second, look at the Gemara. I was going to trick you until you chat me on it and just read that line. But sometimes you have to read the next line also. Because if you don't say that this is pshat, that tzitzis has no upper shear, but it does have a lower shear. What, you want to tell me lulav has no shear? That a lulav needs three tefachim plus an extra tefach for the shaking. It has to be four tefachim long. But and so it does have a shear. Ella in lo shilamelav liyeshul shilamata. Hacha in lo nachanami in lo shilamelav liyeshul shilamata. Just like a lulav has no upper limit, but it has a lower limit. What's its lower limit? Four tefachim. Three plus one, four tefachim. But it has no upper limit. It can be as long as you want it to be. So two tzitzis has no upper limit. What do you think it means, tzitzis has no upper limit? You think it means you can put 50 strings in? No, it means the strings could be as long as you want. But not, it's not talking about the number of strings. But there are Rishonim that read this Gemara to be talking about the number of strings. So let's put this down as evidence, at least according to some Rishonim. We now have a good excuse to discard it as evidence, but it comes into the conversation. Any Gemara that comes into the conversation, I want to get down to begin with. So this is Gemara number 4, right? Gemara number 4, and this seems to assume that, or is this 3?
4.
Yeah, so it seems to assume that, that you're allowed to add, that there's no violation of Baltosa. Yeah.
So what's the minimal size of the strings that's existing?
Oh, we'll get to the minimum size. There is a minimum size. There's a certain number of thumb widths or whatever. Yeah, and we said that the loose part has to be double the knots, but there's an actual size for the knots and an actual size. Yeah, we'll get, God willing, we'll get there at some point in the summer. What number now? Fifth? The fifth Gemara that we have is also on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, a little bit further down the page. The Gemara tells us about halfway down the page that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, last words on the line are Rav Acha. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Rami Arba Va'ayif Luhu Me'af Umay Luhu Beglima. He took four strings, folded them over, and put them in his garment. Vavuk Lumeva Kasavar Be'in and Tamanya. He held that you need 8. Because he held that the way to fulfill gedilim is to have 8. To have 4 folded over that it turns into 8. Rabbi Yemir Midifti Rami Tmanya. What's Tmanya? 8. He put 8 strings in. The Inu Shitzar, which then when it folds over becomes 16. So what's going on over here? So you have Amorayim, who apparently put more than 4 strings in their tzitzis. So this Gemara would also indicate that there's no violation of Baal Tosef. Now, would this Gemara necessarily indicate there's no violation of Baal Tosef? It might only indicate that there was a machlokas about what the number of strings you need to put in is. Meaning, just because the different Amorim did different things, yeah, but, you know, there's machlokas. I don't know if you've ever heard, but sometimes in Gemara there's a machlokas, and people argue with each other. So it could be that they're just arguing with each other, that someone held Gedilim means 4, and someone else held Gedilim means 8. But Rishonim used this as at least a possible source, again, that sounds like there's no violation of Baal Tosef to add strings to the tzitzis, because some people put 8 in the tzitzis. So what number did I label this? I labeled this number 5? Okay. And then the final Gemara is the one that's not in this Masechta. It's the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Peches. And that's the one that's in Yomar Makomos. Now, I did a very bad job in the pregame shiur today by not going through what a Zaken Mamre is and some of the very basic yedios that you would need in order to understand this Gemara. So let's just go through for a second. In Masechta Sanhedrin, we give a list of all the people that are chayiv of different types of misos. It not only describes the misos based in vivid detail, but it tells you who's chayiv for violating various averos. One of the people that's chayiv skila is Zaken Mamre. Zaken Mamre is a guy who is a big Talmud Chacham, very respected, and he argues on the Sanhedrin Agadol. If he's not a big Talmud Chacham, he's a Talmud Velo Zaken, he's just a regular guy, you know, and he argues on the Beis Din, so, you know, everyone just says, you know, whatever, who are you? Just, you know, no one's going to be gorious you anyway, so we don't really care. You know, if you have a Meshuggah screaming from the rooftops, you know, you just ignore him. It doesn't make a difference. It's Dafka because he's a Zaken. It's Dafka because... What? Are we minade him? Put him in the chayrim? I don't remember. What? That wasn't for being a zaken mamre. That was for using shemayim as his raya. I think love shemayim. What? I don't think so. I think that was, you know, a shemayim yochichu kind of thing. So. And he was referring to Bamitzian and Tess, the Tanush Lachmegim, you know, with the walls of the Beis Medrash caving in, and that, you know, the Lomishmei. Yeah.
What about Oishikorios? Is there an aspect of if you don't do what they say?
Yeah, but we're talking specifically about someone who's able. I mean, certainly you have to follow the Pesach, the Sanhedrin, also, even if you're a nobody, especially if you're a nobody. But we're talking about, and it's a discussion whether the Zaken Mamre actually has to follow the Pesach and Sanhedrin. It's only an issue to teach it, but if he believes that he knows the MS, he has the Amita Shel Torah. So that's the question. Al yamin shu small, al small shu yamin. What are the parameters of that? That you have to listen to the chachamim, even if they tell you something that you think is totally wrong. I don't want to get into that now. That's a fascinating sugya, but it's not our sugya. The broad concept of zaken mamre, though, is it's a guy who argues on the Sanhedrin, and he goes to the Sanhedrin and he presents his argument, and they tell him, "We've heard your argument. We're outvoting you. You're wrong. We're disagreeing with you." And he still goes home to his town and paskins for everybody and encourages everybody to follow his psak against the Sanhedrin. So he's a zaken mamre. So the Gemara sort of limits what kind of halachos he needs to be paskining on to be considered a zaken mamre. Like, what kind of issues would be, meaning, is it anything in Judaism that he says that happens to be against Sanhedrin? So I would have thought that if it's anything, it doesn't matter what he's arguing with Sanhedrin about. But the Gemara sort of limits it severely and says, no, he's only going to be a zaken mamre if he argues about a very specific kind of case. So says Gemara Sanhedrin Pechasim Beis, Amar Blazer Rav Moshe, Eino Chayiv Ella, someone is only going to be chayiv for being a zaken mamre if it's something that's davershi karumi divrei Torah, it has to be something that's doraisa, uperusho mi divrei sofrim, it has to be something that we need the Rabbanan to explain the doraisa for us, to derive the details of the law, v'yesh bo lahosif, and it's subject to being mosif to it, meaning you could add to what the chachamim, not that you're allowed to, but there's room to add to what the chachamim told you, v'im hosif goreya, and if you do add, you're going to passel the whole mitzvah in entirely, meaning when you add, it's not just that you violated bal tosif, it's that you ruined the mitzvah also. So it's a double thing, that you violated Baal Tosef, plus the Ikar Mitzvah that you started with is now gone, because you added. Good? Those are the qualifications you need. And by the time we're done, the only mitzvah that fits is Tefillin. Because Tefillin is Daraisa, it's Pirushu Midivrei Sofrim, it's the Chacham told us how many batim you need in the Tefillin, right? And since there's a number of four batim that you need in the Tefillin, it's Yesh Bo LaHosif, it's possible to make five, and you'll violate Baal Tosef. V'im hosif kareya, and if you make five batim, you don't have tefillin. Your tefillin are possible. So it fits all the qualifications. So frek the Gemara, tefillin is not the only thing. Leave the door open because we need it open for the air conditioning. The Gemara says tefillin is not the only thing. What about tzitzis? Tzitzis also has all qualifications. Tzitzis din daraisa or din drabanan? Daraisa. Does the Torah say explicitly how many strings you need? No, we have to derive that. That's so it's a perusha midivrei sofrim. Yesh ba lahosif. Is it yesh ba lahosif? Is there room to add?
Of course.
You have a number of strings, so you add to that number, and that's yesh ba lahosif. V'im hosif gareya. And when you do add, do you lose the original mitzvah? So it seems like, yeah, you should lose the original mitzvah. Also, when you add to the tzitzis. So Gemara says, b'tzitzis mai sfirulan. Nah, it really depends how you view tzitzis. Isvirulan de keshra elyon lav doraisa. If you hold that the knot of the tzitzis is not doraisa, that you just need loose hanging strings, well, hailuchudekai, then when you add extra strings, we don't view it as if you're now lost the first strings you put in there. because we view them as a separate entity. The four strings that you need are there, and there happen to be other strings next to them. But it's not that you lost out on those first four strings just because there are others there. They're each stand as independent entities, if you don't need a kesher at all. And if you hold that kesher elyon is daraisa, that you need to tie it, and you're taking 15 strings and you're tying it all together, well, then you never had the original mitzvah in the first place. Because the only time it's going to be subject to Zakei Mamre is that you have the mitzvah, you then add to the mitzvah, and by adding to the mitzvah, you ruin the mitzvah. But over here, you never add the mitzvah, because you don't have the mitzvah until you tie it, and by the time you tie it, you're tying 16, 50, whatever, 500 strings together. So you never even have the mitzvah to begin with. Did you violate Baal Tosef? Yes. But it's simply not subject to Zakei Mamre, because it didn't start with the mitzvah. In order to be a Zakei Mamre, you have to be arguing about something that could start with the mitzvah, and then by adding to it, you lose the mitzvah. But over here, when it's talking about over here, it never even starts with the mitzvah. Did you violate Baal Tosef if you tie 50 strings there? Yes, but you didn't start with the kosher mitzvah. So one second. So bottom line is, based on this Gemara, is there Baal Tosef by tzitzis? Yeah. Yes. This Gemara would say there is a problem of Baal Tosef. One is not allowed to add to tzitzis. It just happens to be, it's not going to be something that's a Zakin Mamre, it's not going to make a Zakin Mamre, but there's a lot of things that aren't Zakin Mamre material, but would still be subject to Baal Tosef. So when we, Tulin also is Gemara's next Kasha. So I just don't want to get bogged down in that Gemara. But when we tally up the score over here, what do we have? The Gedil Gedilim telling us that there is that it would be, the Baal Tosef would be a problem, L'chora. L'chora telling us would be a problem. We have the Gemara Memam Rav Lo Yehei Olavan telling us Baal Tosef would not be a problem, that there's no problem with Baal Tosef. We have the Gemara Mem Alpha and Beis that you're allowed to add, that there would not be a problem of Baal Tosef. Again, the Gemara Mem Alpha and Beis just told us that that there was the possibility of the eight strings in the tzitzis, that sometimes someone might put eight strings in the tzitzis, in the Kala Ilan Gemara. Then you have the Gemara Mem Beis Amid Aleph, where we said that that tzitzis has no shir lamala, which makes it sound like tzitzis ain't l'shir lamala, makes it sound like there's no problem with Baal Tosef, right? You're allowed to add, no problem with Baal Tosef. Then we had the Gemara Daf Mem Beis where some Amoraim added again, no problem of Baal Tosef. Then you have the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Peches, sounds like yes, problem of Baal Tosef. So of our six Gemaras, you have four Gemaras that seem to say there's no problem of Baal Tosef, and two Gemaras that seem to say there's yes, problem of Baal Tosef. Now, if only the Derech and Psak were to just say, okay, four against two, four is more than two, so end of Shir, let's go to lunch early, that would be great, but that's not how halacha works. Meaning, if there are different Gemaras, we don't just chuck half of them or even a third of them. We have to actually figure out if there's really a stira over here, if there's some way to be miyash of these Gemaras. Now, against that backdrop, knowing what Tosos is looking at when Tosos is writing this, now let's look at what Tosos actually says about Baal Tosef. So, first, in the beginning of the medium-sized lines, well, even before that, Tosos first suggests that when the Gemara tells us about Gedil, Gedilim, that you need four, that Dafki you need four strings, so Tosos first, in the skinny lines, Tosos says, well, the fact that you need four strings doesn't mean that you're not allowed to have more than four. It's just telling you the minimum. It's just telling you that you need four as a minimum. And he says, and don't think that's crazy, because there's another halacha that's just like this. There's another area of halacha where there's a number that you need, but that number is only a minimum and it's not a maximum. Where's that? By Arava. So you could have as many Aravas as you wanted to your lulav. And then you need two. Yeah, you need two, but you could have 4, 5, 10, whatever. You could add as many as you want. So tzitzis is the same thing. That's what Tosus wants to say originally. So therefore, he says, Gemara number one, again, if you numbered it, Gemara number one is not a problem for me, because it's just telling me a minimum, and I'm happy to say that Gemara number one fits with Gemara number two, Gemara number three, Gemara number four, and Gemara number six. That's all fine. Right, that's all. And yeah, Gemara number five. Right, Gemara number five. And I'm happy to say that all of those things would indicate that there's no problem of Baal Tosef, and there would be no issue. But then I run into Gemara number six. I run into the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin clearly seems to say that there is a violation of Baal Tosef when you add to the tzitzis, when you add extra strings into the tzitzis. So what am I going to do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin? So Tosos goes on to say the following. So first Tosos goes on to say, let's pick it up from first Tosos says that maybe there taka is a problem about Tosef. If there is a problem about Tosef, what am I going to do with the Gemaras that say that people add eight strings in their tzitzis? So if you look in the second very wide line, Uman de maflug lekamon mem alafam beis bein talis bas arba le talis bas shmona. That which Gemara number three said that sometimes people put eight strings into their tzitzis. Hachi perusho be talis bas arba dahenu shnayim chutin shehin arba. What is he saying? The Gemara says some people had four, some people had eight strings. You know, sometimes you put four, sometimes you put eight. And we thought that meant, whoa, you're allowed to put eight? You can violate Baal Tosef. There's no Baal Tosef, you're allowed to add? He says, yeah, when it says eight, it really means four. When you fold four into half, it turns into eight. And when you fold two into half, it turns into four. And Tosef says this works really great if you hold like me and against Rashi. I mean, if you hold like me, Tosef says, that when you don't have tcheles, what do you have to do? You could just put two lavans in. So the Gemara is talking that some people would put two lavans in, and some, if you want, you could do like Rashi also, you could put four lavans in. But you can't do more than that. So there would be Baal Tosef on tzitzis. So he says, so that Gemara could work if we take the Gemara in Sanhedrin at face value and say that there is a violation of Baal Tosef in tzitzis. Gemara number three is not going to be a problem for me. Because it could just mean that you're putting four, when it says eight, it really means four. He says the problem is, The problem with that suggestion is, let me just find. Umiyu kasha lepirish zeh, debas dalid nami yizbar shu tcheles v'yosef alein lovan shel pishtan, v'odahi brisa demuki bas dalid katani mevi tcheles v'davarach v'tol b'avakla ilan lo yavi v'mevi kasha, alma mashmi demayri b'tol kla ilan imat tcheles. He says, it doesn't seem to make sense, because what are we saying? That the eight really means the four, but that Gemara speaks explicitly about putting tcheles in and kla'ilan in. So if you're talking about putting tcheles and kla'ilan, and you're putting two strings that are really four, how do you have two strings that are really four and have tcheles and kla'ilan? Like, you wouldn't have both of them in there, because that Brisa speaks explicitly, remember, about putting kla'ilan in your tzitzis also. So you wouldn't have two that are really four and have two. If four meant that you only really have two strings, and you have two strings of tcheles, well then where are the kla'ilan strings? And the Gemara speaks explicitly, that Bryce speaks explicitly about kla'ilan strings. So he says, my pshad in Gemara number three is wrong, and therefore I'm back to my kasha. I'm back to my kasha that Gemara number six is our big problem. Gemara number six, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's the one that's going to kill us here. All the other Gemaras I'm fine with, there's no violation of Baal Tosef, Gemara Sanhedrin is the killer. And that's where Tosis comes up with his whopper of a chiddush. Yeah.
Let's say this pshat for Gemara number three would have worked. Wouldn't all the other Gemaras have been wrong? Like, so it would have been the other ones that there had to come out
before. Yeah, he would then have to go back and deal with all of them. Yeah. So, in a chinam, but he didn't get that far because it didn't work. So he's going to say, so the only thing I have to do, so it actually makes it less complicated. Meaning now what he's done is, we thought we had four against two. What Tosis essentially did is he said, no, you have five against one. You have five Gemaras, and by the way, one of the klalim in Pesach is if you have a stira in sugyas, if you have a machlokas between two sugyas, and one of the sugyas is bimakomo, it's in the place where we're actually discussing that inyan, it's when we're osek in that inyan, and the other sugyas, you know, in middle of kachim somewhere, we're not even discussing, it's ironic, this is kachim, but the other sugyas is in middle of something else, where we're not discussing that inyan at all, we generally are nota to assume that la halacha will follow the sugya that's discussing that inyan. So let's say you have a steer in two gemaras in Hilchos Shabbos, and one of those gemaras is in Masechah Shabbos, and the other gemara is in Bava Metzia. So we're more nota to paskin like the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, because that's in that inyan. But we only do that, we only call it a stira and sugyas, especially Balei HaTosfos. We'll only call it a stira and sugyas if there's no way to be miyashiv, if there's no way to make them fit together. The Balei HaTosfos, if you ever noticed, are very different than Rashi. Right? Rashi just tries to explain to you what this Gemara means, and often will ignore or seem to ignore every other Gemara in Shas. He's not interested in what the other Gemara says, he's interested in what this Gemara sounds like. The Balei HaTosfos made it their mission to try to make all of Shas fit together. So they're always jumping all over Shas, and how's this going to work? So Tosfos is going to work very hard before he just gives up and says it's a machlokas a sugyas. He's going to work very hard to say that there's no machlokas at all, that all the Gemaras fit. And it's not going to be that difficult to do because there's only one outlier. There aren't that many moving parts here. It sounded like at the beginning we had a lot of moving parts and there are a lot of things that you're going to have to fit. No, there's only one Gemara that's sort of chutz l'machna over here. We have five Gemaras that seem to say that there's no problem with Baltosef, and there's one Gemara in Sanhedrin that indicates that there is a problem with Baltosef. So what am I going to do with that Gemara? Says Tosfos, notice that every single time the Gemara indicates that there's no problem of Baltosef, the Gemara talks about people who put in more than four strings, but you don't have like one Gemara talks about someone putting in five, another one about someone putting in ten, another one. Every single time we find that someone's putting in more than four strings, they're always putting in eight. He says that can't be an accident. That can't be a coincidence. So says Tosfos, it must be, if you look, pick up from Vishema, on the sixth wide line, very wide line, Vishema, kol mashe mosif chutin, midalid ad ches lav mosifu. Maybe anytime you're mosif strings between 4 and 8, that's okay, that's not baltosif. V'lo mifsel b'kach, and it won't become possible. K'd'ashkan amaray l'kaman! T'ravacha bar Yaakov, rami dalav, ravacha midifti, rami ches. Which Gemara is that? Number 5, right? That's number 5. We find that some people put 8. So you see that they put 8. Yeah, 8, but not more! V'hashlo pligi kulehai. One guy did a little less, one guy did a little more, but they're all within that window of 4 to 8. 4 to 8 is the acceptable window. Once you're more than 8, you violate Baltosif. Ubi Sanhedrin Mayri, Demosif Tvei Mitmanya. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where it says that there's Baltosif, my sister is talking about.
Length.
Where you. No, not length. So where you added more than 8. So Baltosif is only. If you do more than 8, but from 4 to 8, you're good.
Even within?
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. From 4 to 8, you're good.
How can you limit?
Yeah, so the problem with this is, so it works with every Gemara, right? This shot works with every Gemara. The problem is, it's the weirdest thing ever. Because where do you ever have a window of Baltosif? That you have like, you're allowed to do, I don't know, let's say you can have, you're supposed to have four parshas you need to fill in. Okay, if you're really feeling it, so go with 5 or 6, but no more than 6, right? Where do you ever have such a thing? We never do that. That you can have a window within which it's not going to be Baltosif, and then beyond that point it is Baltosif. Make up your mind. Is there or isn't there Baltosif? So Tosfos himself, one second, Tosfos himself deals with this issue. V'tzorch tam, minalon. Where would I get such a crazy idea from? Other than the fact it's the only thing that fits the Gemaras. Dibish, lama yi pligi, baha demandarami dalad, dibish, lama yi pligi, if they argue, the different people who put different numbers of strings in that tzitzis. Demand Rami Dalad Savamidarashim Gedil Shnaim Gedilim Arba'a. The one that says 4 says Gedil means 2, Gedilim means 4. Umand Rami Tvani Savar de Gedilim de Kamarachmana. Akol Minu Min Ka'i Gedilim Milavanu Gedilim Mitcheles. And the other one says, no, Gedilim does mean 4, but Gedilim, you need Gedilim of Lavan, and you need Gedilim of Tcheles, and therefore you're going to end up with 8. So that would be great. They're arguing. But if you're going to say that they're not arguing, that there's just this window where you're not in violation of Baltosif. What kind of ridiculous svar is that? That you have options? Since when does Judaism give us options? Judaism doesn't do that. Judaism has very specific demands. This is what you got to do. You don't get to choose. All of a sudden, here you get to choose. says Tosfos, v'tzarech lomar de kol ze yesh b'mashmaus gedilim. There's no machlokas. There are the word gedilim has two viable translations, two viable interpretations of the word gedilim. The word gedilim could mean four total, or it could mean four of each. That's what the Torah is saying. It's not that there's a machlokas amorayim what gedilim means. Everyone agrees what gedilim means. Gedila means two different things. It means four total, and it also could mean four of each, which is eight total. Four each of Lavan and Tchelos, which is eight total. It could mean either one, and since it could mean either one, it's optional. It's options. The Torah is giving you options. Now, it's not totally out of the ordinary for the Torah to give us options. Once in a long while, we do find that the Torah gives us options. Right, Gedil means
and that,
two.
That fits with Tosfos' opinion of Lomakim.
Oh, good, good, good. Exactly. Now, it's not crazy that the Torah gives us options. There is one of the Yigal Mir Shaton Jashban, one of the basic rules of Darshan Torah Shval Peh, is that if you have Shnei Chesuvim Hamachishim Zeh Ezeh, if you have a contradiction between two Pesukim, so what do you do when one Pasuk says one thing, one Pasuk says another thing? Ad Shiavo HaKazva Shlishi V'Yachriya Beinehem. You find that third pasuk, and when you find that third pasuk, that's going to be the machriya, that's going to tell you which one of the first two pasukim to follow. What happens if there is no third pasuk? What if, you know, it's great if you can create pasukim, but what if you find this contradiction between two pasukim? You get, they're not writing pasukim anymore, right? That's over, that ship has sailed. You find two pasukim that contradict each other, and there is no third pasuk, then what do you do?
Whichever one you want.
So this is a machlokas in the Gemara Maseches Pesachim. The Gemara says, it happened. We have this. When did we have this? Torah says that Atzeres, the Yom Tov Shavuos, Tia Lachem, that it should be for you, meaning celebrate, eat, feast, enjoy. And there's another pasuk that says that it should be LaHashem. Davin, learn, it should be a day of Ruchnias. So what do you do? Is it LaHashem or is it Lachem? So the Gemara is Machlokes Tanoim. One opinion is, it must be that the Torah is telling us, split it. Chatzi l'Hashem, chatzi l'Chem. Do half the day in shul and learning, half the day eating and enjoying. But the other opinion is that the Torah is giving you options. That the Torah says, oh, kula l'Hashem, oh, kula l'Chem. That you have an option. It's the same mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of how to celebrate Yom Tov properly, but you have options. Choose either Kulul Hashem or Kulul Lachem. So Tosfos is saying over here also, not from two different Pesukim, but from two viable interpretations of the same Pasuk, the Torah is giving me options. Either it's telling me two Tchelet strings and two Lavan strings, or four Tchelet strings and four Lavan strings. Either way, I have options.
There's nothing in between them.
So the problem with this is that L'chora, if this is true, then five strings, six strings, and seven strings should be no good. Because gedilim definitely doesn't mean that. Gedilim either means four, or it means eight. It doesn't mean five, six, or seven. And I was going nuts trying to find someone who raises that point, because the way all the Rishonim quote this is like, yeah, between four and eight. Even the words of Tosfos. Tosfos says, midalid ad ches. From four until eight, you're good. Why would you be good from 4 until 8? You should be good with 4. You should be good with 8. And I saw in the... I never used this part of the Masipta. The Masipta is like a never-ending wellspring of, of information and sources. So there's a whole section that I never ever use. I didn't even know it was there until recently. Called Biurei HaTosfos, where they basically made like a Hebrew art scroll of Tosfos. So... In the Biurei HaTosfos, he has on the bottom Tziyunim v'Ha'aros. So in Tziyunim v'Ha'aros Os Tezvav, on this Tosfos he writes, L'chora Ptsas Tzorch Biur B'Lashonim. The language of Tosfos is a little bit difficult. Shekosvu D'me'arba Ad Shmona Kol Kasher. Because Tosfos writes that between 4 and 8 is all Kasher. But Tosfos' logic would only explain why 4 or 8 would be okay. But if you made five, which definitely is not what kedila means, that shouldn't be kosher. So why does Tosaf say it's only baltosif if you add more than eight? Tosaf should say it's baltosif if you add five, six, or seven. Eight is again a good window. You're good at eight, but five, six, or seven should be a problem also. Stark kasha, I don't know. He doesn't quote anyone who says it. Very, very strong kasha.
This is all a problem on the Rambam and Raivin, right? Because they don't hold that of the whole dealing thing. Because they don't hold it's two and two. They say that it's seven.
Right. This whole discussion is within, right, obviously within Rashi and Tosafot.
So wouldn't Rambam and Raivin say there's no aspect about Tosafot at all?
No, because they don't hold the whole gedilim means you need two of each, but they would still hold that drasha to tell you that you need X number of strings in total. It could be that if eight is kosher and four is kosher, so six he wanted to say is baltosif, maybe it's baltigra. Meaning it could be that any number between four and eight, since eight is kosher, you can't call it baltosif, because it's also less than a kosher number. And maybe that's why between four and eight is not baltosif. Meaning it's not one of the numbers that the Torah says, but technically it just can't fit into any Isser.
It's
an Isser Miman of Shach, or it's two Isser? Nah, I don't know. Maybe Baltosev is defined as more than what would possibly be Kasher, and this isn't more than what would possibly be Kasher. Maybe, I'm just throwing it out there, a suggestion just came to me right now, so I didn't think it through, but just put it out there because I don't have a better answer.
How do you get seven strings or five strings? Just cut one in half?
No, we're talking about the original number that you're putting in. We're not talking about how they hang down. Right, the eight would be 16 when it hangs down, right? So seven would hang down as 14. So, yeah.
If you put four strings in, how can you possibly have four?
What do you mean?
You put in four,
that's the number four.
Not according to
Tosafot. No, and then in the end, you'll have 8 hanging down. And if you put in 8, you'll have 16 hanging down.
Tosafot just said before, you can really touch them saying, there's 8 strings total after it hangs down.
There's only 4.
But he rejected that in the end. That was explaining Gemara number 3, and he threw out that explanation of Gemara number 3. Yeah.
Tosafot originally starts with the Arabos and also brings in Rashi's Pshat with regard to 8 strings. The reason why it's not about Tosafot is because since it's a big Bach Ephod, therefore there's a heter. How does this last part of Tosafot, of the Gedilim, how does that fit in with the first part? Is he totally rejecting the Krach?
Yeah, I think he's rejecting the Krach.
How are you allowed to add in more Arugos also? Meaning, he's saying that
right, what's he going to do with Arugos?
It's Tosafot because it's still the mitzvah.
So what do you think? He's going to have to say that Tzitzis is different than Lulav. He's going to have to say it's different. Maybe because additional aravos by lulav is noy mitzvah, it makes it more beautiful, whereas by strings it doesn't. But he's going to have to be mechalik between lulav and tzitzis. It's a good ha'ara, meaning that original idea about krach echad, l'cha'ara, he's thrown out the window. Yeah.
This whole fancy pshat of Tosafot doesn't really work according to the Shir Gemara that you said was like not so good. But you said in low Shir, it doesn't have to necessarily be 4 or 8. It means 6. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Right. Meaning this whole pshat of Tosafot, you're right. Ein lo shir, very good. The Gemara that said that there's no shir lemaila, you still are going to have to say it means the length of the strings and not the number of strings, according to Tosafot. Because Tosafot is saying it does have a shir lemaila. The shir lemaila is 8. You can't go above that shir. So it's very good, right? You're going to have to say it's about the length, which is the pasha reading of the Gemara anyway. And that's what Rashi says. And in fact,
who says that? The
other way. Who says the other way? So the other sheet in Rishonim. Before we get to the other sheet in Rishonim, I just want to share with you. I saw in Rav Soloveitchik's shiurim that he explains he's bothered by this idea of options 4 or 8. What does the word really mean? So in Rav Shechter's notes in Rav Soloveitchik's shiurim, it says as follows, that there. Clearly, he says, maybe, what it really means is, there is a din of 8. There's definitely a din that you need 8 strings. Gedilim means 8, period. For sure, means 8.
Meaning four, which is eight.
The question is, no, it means eight. The question is, what does the word eight mean? Does it mean eight in the end hanging down, or does it mean eight original, which will turn to 16? The question is not how to define the number, the question is how to define what's called a string. Meaning, for sure the din is, gedila means eight. But the question is, what's called a string? Is a string the original string? Or is it, and that's what Tosfos is saying. What Tosfos is saying is, says Rav Soloveitchik, that you need eight, but there are two ways to fulfill eight. You can fulfill eight by having eight original strings, or you can fulfill eight by having four original strings and then having them hang down as eight. And he says, therefore, it's so meduyak. Because we paskin in halacha, the Rabban paskins this way, and everyone paskins this way, that when you have the four strings, why do we make it so even? Why don't we just, if let's say your strings aren't super long, can you just have one side hang down much, much further than the other side and keep the other side very close? So he says, no, you can't do that. It would be possible. Why is that possible? Not just because it doesn't look nice, because then you didn't fulfill gedilim. Because gedilim means eight. And you're going to have eight one way or the other, either with eight strings originally put in or with eight hanging down. If you only have hanging down on one side, then you only have four hanging down, you don't have eight. So you're going, and he says, and this like opens up a whole new way of looking at the Rambam and the Ravid. How many strings have to be tchelas? According to the Rambam and the Ravid, the answer is one. They both say the answer is one. What they argue about is what's called a string. The Rambam will say one string is the part that hangs down. The Ravid will say one string is an entire string. So that's Rav Soloveitchik's insight, that maybe that's what's going on over here. It doesn't read perfectly into Tosfos.
Yeah, Tosfos says that you only need two. So you're
going to
say one.
Right. No. I mean, Tosfos is dealing... You're right. That part's not within Tosfos. But the idea that the definition of a string...
But Tosfos defines string when he says that...
Tosfos will still say you need two strings. And how do you define string? Either as two original strings...
One string. You're right.
Yeah, that wouldn't work with Tosfos. Yeah, that would be a problem with Tosfos. That would be a problem. Because he's saying that Tosfos holds you need two strings, but if two strings can be defined as one string, then it's a problem. Yeah, that wouldn't work with Tosfos. That's true. That is true enough. Now, Beis Yosef has a bomb kasha on Tosfos. When the Gemara is talking about using... eight strings, four strings, all these different numbers. Are they assuming that you have tchelis, or are we assuming you don't have tchelis? Forget about the Gemara. When Tosfos talks about using a number of strings, is Tosfos assuming that we still have tchelis, or Tosfos assuming we don't have tchelis?
No.
Tosfos assuming we don't have tchelis. Tchelis was lost in the times of the Rishonim. By the times of the Rishonim. It's probably lost in the times of the Rabbanan Savarai, or the Gaonim, or just after. By the times of the Rishonim, it was lost. In fact, they traced the loss of tchelas exactly to the time that Murek's trunk stopped being used as a die, whatever. Okay, but so Tosos, we lost the tchelas by the time of Tosos. What's the svara to say that you can have eight strings according to Tosos? Gedilim means eight, right? Forget about salvation. Gedilim means eight original strings, which will fold to 16. Gedil means four. No, not gedil means four. Gedil means two. Gedilim means four. But you need two gedilim. One gedilim of lavan and one gedilim of tcheles. And according to Tosfos, if you don't have tcheles, what do? You only put the lavan strings in, right? So you could do four because when you have tcheles, you could do eight. You could do gedilim of lavan and gedilim of tcheles. So when you don't have tcheles, you should be allowed to do four. And that would explain very well what we do, that what we do without tcheles by having four lavan strings is okay according to Tosfos. But it would turn out that bizman hazeh, according to Tosfos, you cannot do eight. You can only do eight when you have tcheles. When you could do gedilim of one, gedilim of the other. But if you don't have gedilim of the other, then you only do the gedilim of lavan. You can't do gedilim of
tchelas.
Tosfos says you can. Right? Tosfos says you can. Gedilim means four. And Tosfos says, Gedilim has two translations. Either it means four in total, or it means four of each, Lavan and Tchelis. Four of each, Lavan and Tchelis, which is eight. But it's not just eight, it's four of each, Lavan and Tchelis. So if you don't have Tchelis, it should really be four for Lavan, and that's it. And that's what the Beis Yosef points out. That L'chora, even according to Tosfos, you can't really do eight nowadays when you don't have Tchelis. You can only do four. Because again, Gedilim means four of Lavan and four of Tcheles. If you don't have Tcheles, it's just four of Lavan. So let's say I have Tcheles, and I hold that what I have is actual Tcheles. So according to Tosfos, if I wanted, instead of doing two and two, which I have, I could do four and four. But anyone who doesn't have Tcheles has a maximum of four strings, can't do eight, right? That's what Tosfos would turn out. Yeah.
Could it be that he's saying that you could do Baal Tosfos but only in multiples of four, like ratio 2-2, 2-2, 2-2, keep adding that on?
Ooh. He didn't say that.
I'm saying, could you possibly...
Is there a logical way to...
Because you deal in, which means four total, but you have to add a constant...
No, because I think his whole word is Gedilim means four, but the Torah is saying do Gedilim of Tcheles, and do Gedilim. There are two mitzvahs within Gedilim. There's a mitzvah of having Gedilim of Tcheles and Gedilim of Lava.
If he says that, like, not the second way to understand it, that Gedilim refers to four of each, like four of each minute. If you're just saying that it refers to two of Lavan and two of Tcheles, could you then say Baal Tosif refers to multiples of that of those four? Of those two.
Why would you want to say, why not? Why would an odd number not be Baal Tosif?
It can't be like, could it be that like you need like a constant, like four, just like,
maybe, I don't know. I didn't see anyone that says that. I don't know. There's just one or two more things I there are a lot of things I wanted to say. One or two more things that I really want to get to before we finish here. So the Torah quotes two opinions on this issue. Source number three. We'll just trace it down to halacha now. Torah writes, "Kasa bali itur she'in shir l'chutin milamala im yirtzi Yosef k'moshi yirtzeh." Whoa, bali itur says, "However many you want, throw in as many strings as you want. There's no Baal Tosef issue." Aye, what's he gonna do? What's his problem gonna be? The Gemara where?
Sanhedrin,
right? The Gemara Sanhedrin is gonna be a problem for him. V'ripirish da'at shmona k'fulin she'in shisha aser yachal osif tfei lo. You could have 8 folded over to 16, but that's it. The re is, who's Shita? Tosfos, right? That you can have up until 8, but no more than that. Now, the Bali Itur, Beis Yosef explains, is based on the Gemara that said that Tzitzis has no Shir Lamaila. And the Bali Itur understands no Shir Lamaila is not about the length, it's about the number of strings. That there's no Shir Lamaila in the number of strings. What's the Bali Itur going to do with the Gemara Masecha Sanhedrin? So says the Gra toward the end of source number 10, the Bira Gra. First of all, wild. The Gra says, you know who I paskin like? The Bali Itur. Against Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Bali Tosfos. The Gra says I paskin like, he goes through a little bit, and then he says that two lines from the end of source number 10. On top of page 5. Avala halacha nira kedas bali itur dimachshir. I think la halacha we should pass like the bali itur that it's kosher to do as many as you want. Visvaraso nechona v'ikr. Logically, he's compelling. Dechi paslinan b'sanhedrin sham. Oh, what are you going to do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin? When do we say it's possible? Dafka b'shahosif min acher. It's only if you add in an extra min. Going back to what Judah said before, v'dum yadulul avsham, deba'osamin machshirina nafil lechadchil laos of kamasherotze. By lulav, you can add in as many arabas as you want. But by tzitzis, you can add in as many. Okay, you're right. Esrog and lulav is a problem, but arabas at least are hadasim. You can add in as many as you want. So by tzitzis, you should be able to add in as many as you want. The Gemara in Sanhedrin said, "Not let be mosif." Wasn't talking about just adding extra strings. It just said that tzitzis is the kind of mitzvah that could be subject to Baal Tosef. You know what it means? If you put something else besides a string in there, besides a wool string in there, that would be Baal Tosef.
Just like by lulav.
Yeah. You decide to stick some gold in there or something. You decide to stick some, I don't know, you want to make your mitzvah nicer. So you stick something, you stick a piece of spaghetti in there or something. So that would be baltosif. But if you just put an extra string, that's not baltosif. That's the grua paskin like the yitter. What is Shulchan Aruch paskin? So you look back to source number 6. Minyan chutei atzitzis bekol knaf. Arba'ok fulim shem shmona. V'im hosif pasul. You need 4, which is going to be 8. And if you add to that, it's pasul. What does he not say? He does not say you can have 8, that's 16. Why? Because the author of the Shulchan Aruch is the author of the Beit Yosef. And in Beit Yosef he says that nowadays that we don't have tcheles, you're not allowed to have 8 that are 16. You only have option 1 of 4 that are 8. So he says that's all you got, 4 that are 8, because there's no tcheles. If you had tcheles, you'd be allowed to do 8 that are 16 also.
So nowadays
that we do have tcheles, meaning if you hold that we do have tcheles, L'chari, you should be allowed to do 8 out of 16 if you wanted to. Except there's a tshuva for Radvaz. Someone asked the Radvaz, I'm sorry, let me just get. Someone asked the Radvaz, Sha'alta mimeni, al echon meha mischakmim, someone who decided to be a chacham, you know, he decided he's gonna outsmart everybody by being different than everybody. Shehitil, apparently the Radvaz didn't get the memo that you're not supposed to say the number 16 with a yud, you're supposed to say tazayin. Shehitil tazayin chutin betzitzis, that put 16 strings in his tzitzis. Im yafahu osam yeshlin osam. He says, is this a good idea or a bad idea? Says Radvaz, very bad idea. He says, ein ze elamin amatmim, shasadavr meshunam imashnagu kol olam. Says, in general, whenever you're deciding to do something new, look around. If you are the only person doing that and no one else around you is doing it, probably it's not a good idea. In Judaism, we try not to be different than the rest of Klal Yisrael. We try to fit in with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Not a good idea to do something different than the whole rest of the world. What about the Bali Iter? You're allowed to... Bali Iter says you're allowed to add. Bali Iter never says you should add. The Rav says, and if no one else is doing it, that's yuhara. Yuhara is religious arrogance, acting in a way that's so clearly different than everybody else that draws attention to you. He says, absolutely not. It's kineged minag. Don't do it. Furthermore, he says in the second paragraph, besides, there's so much meaning to the number 8. Because the 8 strings and the 5 knots is 13, plus the gematria of tzitzis is 600, 613. That means something. Plus, you have 5 cheschutin vehechul yos hare echad. The gematria of 13 is echad, so the 5 knots and the 8 strings reminds you of the Hashem echad. And you have cheschutin vasarak sharim, because each knot is a double knot, so you have 10, you have 8 strings and 10 knots really. So you have chai, and you have 4 corners, which equals 4 times chai, which is 72. And why is 72 important in Judaism? The number of letters in the Shema Mefarash says all of this is in tzitzis, and you're going to ruin it because you decide to be a frumak that you can add 16 strings.
So, one second.
Then the Radvaz says at the very end, after he goes through all these gematrios, he says, "Va'al tichashdeni sha'ani posik din al yidei gematrios ramazim." I don't want you to think I turned into Chassidish Rebbe and I'm just paskening based on gematrios and based on ramazim. That's not really how I'm arriving at the psak. My real psak is you're a weirdo, and that's why you shouldn't do it. I'm just telling you that there's a lot of reasons why you're a weirdo. But, meaning the Ramazim are just like extra... The real psak is, if you're doing something weird, don't do it. You're not supposed to be strange. You're not supposed to be so different from the rest of Klal Yisrael. That's the real psak. But, you know, the Ramazim work well also. Okay, so that's all we're going to do on Baltaz. We'll skip the Shittas Rambam. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we're going to discuss the 3 opinions about how many strings are Tcheles, and then we'll move on to Gardumim on Wednesday.